your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And your classroom reaches 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. So if you'd like to listen to us on your smartphone, there's an app. You can download it for free at gcnlive.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website. So if you'd like to contact him or her, you may just visit usaprepares.com. Converging threats, they're confronted daily. I'm your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls. He's producing the broadcast in Minnesota. And this morning, we're going to be talking about banking from the inside, mortgage notes, and what you need to know if you're in trouble. And this afternoon, Gary Williams is going to be interviewing me. He's our afternoon producer, and he's going to ask me about my survival plans, what I do and why. Next week, Frank Underhill, Underhill Securities, Marjorie Wildcraft. She's going to be discussing her gardening DVD set, Grow Your Own Groceries. It's one of the best videos I've seen on beginning small farming. And then on Tuesday, EMPs and solar storms with Matt Stein. It's a special feature, fact versus fiction. I hope that you'll be able to make that class. And then Dan DeBoan, we're going to be talking about electromagnetic radiation. And on Thursday, Dr. Norman Shealy and let's see, and Jim Karnowski, we're going to be talking about survival gardening, the chemistry of it. Then Mario Gafaldi, and he's the CEO of Silver Lungs. We're going to be discussing colloidal silver, fact versus fiction, and Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report. Right now, we're going to be talking about banking and with Kevin Robertson. He's the Senior Vice President of First National Bank of Green Forest, Arkansas. And they've got eight locations. And today, we're going to learn about mortgage transactions, buying a house, and the numerous hidden fees that you're going to get stuck with. And class, please don't think that Kevin Robertson built the system that we're going to discuss. He's just going to explain how it works, so you can navigate around some of the enormous costs involved in buying a house. And class, I've said this before, I've never met a banker like Kevin Robertson. He and I are on the same page. We think very much alike, and he just might be your new banker. Welcome, Kevin Robertson.
Ben, good morning. How in the world are you?
I am just fine. You know, it's delightful to be on the air with you. And Kevin, it was fun meeting you at the meetup. You know, you drove up from Arkansas to Missouri, and it was really fun seeing you.
You know, it was really fun being there. As I got there in what I thought was plenty of time, and I drove up into the parking lot, and I'd never been there before. I'd heard you make reference to it on your program, and so I got there, and really I was kind of naive about what to expect. And it's funny because when I drove in the parking lot, I couldn't find a parking spot. And in my mind, again, I wasn't prepared for it, and I thought, oh, I bet they're having a wedding or something here. And so I find a parking spot, and there are people rushing around trying to get in there, and so I made my way into the lobby, and oh, my goodness, it was packed with people, and but it was very well organized, and you and your wife and everybody there and the staff at the restaurant made it work really smooth, and gee, everybody was so friendly, and it was such an informative program, so for the folks in the Springfield area and surrounding area, I sure encourage them to come, and I'm looking forward to coming back. I really am. Enjoyed the heck out of it. It was a pleasure to meet you, by the way.
And same here. Hey, Kevin, I understand that you might be making it up to one toward the end of the month when Dr. Norman Shealy is going to bring his Native American band, as he calls it, and we're going to be talking about Native American medicine and how you may become one if you are serious about it.
Well, I am, and I'm going to try to check my schedule and see if we're available to come up there. And Dr. Shealy always has interesting things to say whenever he's on your program. Plus, I've always, for some reason, been interested in Native American medicine, I guess, because it works. You know, these folks were able to survive and keep healthy in a pretty tough environment, and I think there's a place for it in our world today. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I hope to be able to make it.
Yeah, yeah, and when I said if you're serious about it, I didn't mean you specifically, Kevin. I meant anyone that wants to come who might be serious about learning about Native American medicine and becoming a Native American medicine man or woman. We're going to be talking about how that can happen and how you can be a card-carrying member. And I'm very serious about this. And this is a breakthrough. I've never heard of anybody talking about this kind of thing on the radio. And we're also going to be having that information available at the expo, because we're going to have Chief Cloudpiler, and he's going to be talking about it and giving a seminar at the expo. So that's what we're looking at. Kevin, I'd like to discuss mortgages with you, mortgage notes. A lot of people are losing their homes. Can you tell us what's happening?
Well, it's a tragic story, and it really is a nationwide problem. And even though we don't hear quite as much about it as we may have early on in the crisis, it's still very much an ongoing problem. In fact, this may be a little bit of background before we start talking about how to resolve it, but back in, I think it was in March or early April, five of the largest loan originators, and it's the usual suspects. It's Ally Financial, Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Chase, and Wells Fargo. They reached a settlement, and it's a $25 billion settlement, and it was negotiated over the period of, more than a year, because I've been following some of the negotiations, and it was negotiated between the state's attorneys general. Each individual state negotiated this settlement, and the attorneys general negotiated the settlement on behalf of the individual states, all except for one. Oklahoma did their own. They did their own thing. But the reason for this settlement was to resolve some of the losses that took place from some of these foreclosure practices. And these banks, and those five banks that I mentioned, account for about 60% of all mortgage loans originated and serviced in the country. So they're big players, and they touch a lot of people's lives. And this $25 billion was set aside and is being set aside in an effort to sort of mitigate and ease some of the problems, some of the losses that some of these folks suffered. And there's some categories here that you can fall in. If you had a loss as a result of the foreclosure, you're eligible to receive some of this money, and if they're also supposed to use some of this money to help renegotiate some mortgages, to lower payments, to maybe in some cases offset some principal, lower interest rates, and they even are able to work with some short sales. And the purpose of this was really to try to keep people in their homes. Now, the reality of it is, and the reason I know this, and some of the class may have seen some articles in the paper, because just this week, there was an initial report that was published, not the official report, but just some initial figures from the Office of Mortgage Settlement Oversight. They're the group that was created to oversight this distribution of this money. And they've reported how some of this money's been spent. Now, the disappointing thing about this, because it really sounds good, and it really sounds like $25 billion, okay, that's going to do a lot of good. But of the $25 billion, and they haven't spent all of it so far, but only $750 million of the principal reduction, in other words, lowering people's loans so that they can stay in their house, only $750 million of that money has been spent for that purpose. But $8.7 billion has been written off in short sales. Now, you might not understand what that means, but a short sale means that person doesn't get to stay in their house any longer. They're out. So it really, so far at least, hasn't helped a great deal in helping people stay in their homes.
Absolutely outrageous that, you know, these politicians will tout these headlines as if they're really doing some good for us. But it seems like the money just never seems to get where it's supposed to go. It really doesn't. And, okay, well, let's talk, Kevin, let's talk about what actually is a mortgage note. Let's briefly describe that and the obligations, and then let's talk about what percentage of people borrow funds to buy a house, and let's get on to what happens when people can't make their payments, and then what the alternatives are. So let's start out What percent of people borrow money to buy a house?
That'd be tough to say with any accuracy, Vince, but I'm going to say it is a large, large percentage of people that have a mortgage, and in fact, a large enough percentage that you could say virtually everybody. And that may sound like a lot, but when you stop and think about the average median cost of a home in the U.S. today, and it's even with the market doing what it's done, it's still, I've read the figures, I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it's way up over $130,000 or so. So, I mean, the idea of a young couple, especially a young couple starting out, having that kind of money, unless they're the benefactor of a nice gift or inherited some money or something, they certainly aren't going to have that money. And it's not been that long ago in our society that you talked about saving money to buy a house. Well, you can't really do that these days. What you can do is save money for a down payment. So a mortgage loan is simply that loan that you get to be able to buy, to purchase a house. Typically, those loans nowadays are stretched out to 30 years, sometimes 20 years. But they allow you to afford the increasingly high cost of a home. And they're taken advantage of by virtually everybody. So they're very widespread.
And the fees associated with this are just staggering when a person wants to borrow money to buy a home. Kevin, our daughter is in the process of buying a home, and it is being offered on the market as a short sale. Our daughter has been looking for a home for about 4 years, and she's in the Washington, D.C. market, actually about 2 hours outside of Washington, D.C. in Virginia, and she's been trying to buy a home for about 4 years. And the market is so strong, I guess the government is growing so quickly, that a house will stay on the market for about 3 to 4 days before it is sold. And as soon as she finds out about it, she tells me, I look it up on the internet, we talk about an offer, she creates an offer with her real estate agent, and the house is sold before the offer arrives that evening. Kevin Robertson, let's talk about some of these fees, and let's talk about what happens when you can't make your mortgage payment. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Serious banking, serious information. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about mortgage notes and buying a house with Kevin Robertson. And before we talk about what to do if you're in financial trouble, I just wanted to mention a few things about this purchase that our daughter is involved in. She's trying to buy a house, and it is an absolute nightmare. And I'm looking at Iesta, one of the lenders there in Virginia, to send me an estimate of some of the closing costs. Now, these are just some of them. Now, there's a loan origination charge, Kevin, to start the process of this loan. It's about $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
How do you react to that?
Well, that's just pure profit. I mean, that's just, let's call it what it is. It's just a fee, and it's universal. I mean, you can find that almost anywhere. In fact, you will in the conventional loan market, and it's just a fee that the bank charges for their work. But it really is just a way to charge a fee and make a profit.
Isn't that an extraordinarily high amount, $1,200 for a loan origination fee that the bank is going to make money on for the life of the loan because they're charging interest anyway?
Well, in this case, and I don't know the details of this particular transaction. More than likely, the bank that she's dealing with, whoever that is probably not going to keep that loan for the life of the term of the loan. They're
okay.
Going to package it, they're going to bundle it, and they're going to sell it to an investor. And so, that's part of the way that bank earns a fee for doing that service. So it's gotten kind of complex over the years. It's not like it used to be. And along the way, as these things have changed, a lot of these fees that you're seeing on that settlement statement have become part of the process where they didn't used to be.
Okay. Then there's another fee that's called a lender credit, and that's about $3,000. So there's another, and I'm not sure what that is, but it's called it's a 1.25% lender credit, and that's about $3,000. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, I'm not clear what that is either, and if you had the full settlement statement, probably on page 2 or 3, it would break that down for you. But no, I can't tell you what that is either.
Okay, and then there's an appraisal fee for the property of $450. Then there's a flood certification. That's the only reasonable item on here. It's $8. And then this is unbelievable to me. An upfront mortgage insurance fee, $4,000.
That is a lot. And really those things, they vary a lot, and they vary based on a few components. They're arrived at as a function of the term of the loan, the amount of the loan, and also the amount of down payment that is put on the loan. Now, some types of loans, some of the government loans, and by government loans, I'm talking about VA, rural development, FHA, some of those type loans. They allow the borrower to get into that loan with much less down payment, sometimes as little as 2% or something on that order. And that's where you get into these really large mortgage protection PMI premiums. And then in addition to that, not only is she going to pay that upfront fee, I bet she's going to pay a monthly fee too.
Well, she is. And the monthly insurance fee for the note is about $200 a month. So that's another $2,400 a year. A year.
Yep, she's going to continue to pay that until she gets a predetermined amount of equity in that purchase. And typically it's around 20%. So you take off the amount of down payment, however much cash down payment she made. And then they figure over the years, once she gets to the point where she has 20% equity, then they get to drop that monthly fee. But that upfront fee's gone forever. I mean, that's just an expense.
Mm-hmm.
So it adds up. And really what happens is, especially for the folks that are considering the government type loans and you get into it with a low down payment, really you do get a down payment in it, because by the time you pay all this extra money in, it's the same thing as a down payment. They get it one way or the other.
By the time they're done with her, this down payment, as you refer to it, is going to be about $10,000.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And then there's a tax fee, a tax service fee. That's $75. Then there's the title services and lenders title insurance fee. That's $1,800. And then there's the owner's title insurance, which is $620. And then there's the pest inspection fee of $225. And we're not done. Kevin Robertson and I are talking about mortgage notes. What a nightmare it is to buy a house today, class. I'm not kidding. This is USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight, 5:30. Ziggy's at the Lamplighter. We're going to be talking about saving money on energy. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
We're talking about banking and we're talking about mortgage notes and buying a house. And in just a minute, we're going to talk about what to do if you're in distress, financial distress. Kevin Robertson's with me, and I'm just going over a couple more of these items on this pre-qualification estimation sheet for what it's going to take to buy this house. And then, Kevin, there are transfer tax stamps, if you will, and that's about $3,500. So the Commonwealth of Virginia and the county are participating in $3,500 worth of revenue sharing from our daughter. And I'll bet this house, this will probably be the third time that this property has been sold. So that's $3,500 times three that the county gets just for the sale of the house.
Yeah, it's a tax, and that's common to everywhere. That we have it here in Arkansas as well. We pay $3.30 per thousand of the purchase price, and those are called revenue stamps. You have to buy them at the state revenue office, and they have to be affixed to the deed. You can't take a deed to the courthouse and have it recorded unless it has the proper amount of revenue stamps. So they've got you, and it's just a revenue stream for the county.
Yeah, and I'm looking at this sheet, and it says it's going to be about $10,000. It's not. It actually, if you add up everything that it takes to buy a house today, it's up in the it's like $15,000 for the paperwork, if you will.
And to add insult to injury, excuse me for interrupting you, but to add insult to injury, you take that $15,000 worth of cost, and most borrowers, you know, they don't have the $15,000 to pay that out of pocket, so they have to add that into the loan amount. They have to finance that, so not only do they have to pay the fees, but that is there is interest charged on that as well. So it's sort of a double whammy.
Mm-hmm. And here's even another component. We have recommended that a couple components of it. One is I would never have done this previous to the current economic environment, and I'll just disclose it to the class. I would have put as much money down as possible, paid as little interest as possible, but I don't know what's going to happen after the election. I really don't. Some people think that if the current regime stays in, there's going to be civil disobedience. Some say if the other party gets in, there's going to be civil disobedience. If you add that to the food shortages and the economic strife that we're in right now, things don't look good. So I've recommended that our daughter put the absolute minimum into this property. And if she has to walk away, she just walks away. Because if it's uninhabitable because of violence in the area, I want her to leave. And, forget the job. Forget all that. Just leave and abandoned ship, and that's something that I never would have said. I wasn't raised that way, but now I think that times are so precarious that I'm advising that she do that, and that's part of the reason why there's so many fees. If she just paid cash for the place, if she were able to, it'd be different. And here's another component I wanted to mention. She has some precious metals stored away, not where she's located, but at another location, and so she could sell some of that to put into the down payment. But you know what? The lending institution is demanding that they know where the money came from. They are demanding to know where the money came
from. There's some regulation that and even on these small down payment type loans, and I don't know that that's this, but you have to document the source of your down payment. In some cases, if it's a gift, you even have to disclose the source of the gift. So it gets very intrusive, and it's much like some of the other things we've talked about when the government gets involved. There's a lot of information that has to be disclosed, and it's a very challenging transaction, and it takes a lot of time in addition to the expense as you've detailed there.
And I can just see how this can unfold. Okay, so where did the down payment come from? Well, I sold some gold and silver. Oh, where'd you get that? Well, I bought it. Well, how'd you do that? You know.
It's not quite to that point yet, but it's almost that bad. And they really are trying to determine if you have earned equity in the thing or not. And it goes into a lot of other details. But yeah, it's the process is the process can be almost overwhelming. And sort of like we've talked on previous shows, this has been a progressive, incremental thing that's happened, I would say, over 30 years. When I came into the business 30 years ago, it was nowhere near this. I mean, it was nowhere near like this. And in fact, to give you a little bit of background, and some of the class may have forgotten kind of the environment that we used to have, and some of the younger ones won't even know what I'm talking about when I say a savings and loan. But if you remember, up until the 80s, the housing industry, the lending part of it, the house loan industry, was dominated by the savings and loan. They were a separate lending institution that basically that's all they did. They took deposits and made home loans. And they, for the most part, kept them in their bank, in their savings and loan. And that was because the rates were much more tightly regulated. They knew what they were going to pay on their deposits. Therefore, they knew that they could give you a fixed rate loan for 20 years because they didn't make 30-year loans. A lot of times it was 15 years. But they knew they could loan you an amount of money for 15 years at 6%. Because they knew they had deposits that were going to stay in their bank for 3.5%. So they made that spread. Well, we all know what happened to interest rates. They went crazy. The savings and loans had a lot of these fixed rate mortgages. Their deposits, their cost of funds went through the roof. They all went broke. And so that's when we began to have what's called a secondary market. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, all of those outside third party people. And we don't get to loan to our local people anymore. We don't get to come into the bank and sit down and sit across from the local banker that knows you, that knows the house that you're going to be living in, knows the neighborhood. That's not the way it works anymore. Those loans are originated and shipped off and pooled and put into these giant pools. And then your favorite word, Vince, securitization takes place.
Yeah.
That's where we are today.
Well, is that the way it is with your bank? Don't you have some of your loans in your own portfolio, the local loans?
Yes, we do, and I would say a lot of banks still do. Now, the reason we don't have near as many as we used to is because, and let me say this as a hint to the class. If you're dealing like your daughter, for example, if you're dealing with a local institution, almost every bank, even the smaller community banks, even the community banks like ours, they have access to these 30-year mortgages. And they're basically all offering the same rate. So you don't have to deal with a huge bank if you don't want to. If you want to deal with your local bank, they can do it as well. But back to the point of the in-house loans, we do have those. Now the problem with those and the difficulty with those is since we are funding these loans with our deposits, you know, we don't have any guaranteed source of 30-year locked-in deposit rates. So we can't give you a fixed rate for 30 years because we don't know what we're going to be paying on deposits next year, let alone 30 years. So what we have to do when we keep a loan in-house is put it on some sort of a variable rate. Now, you can get a rate locked in for 2 years, 3 years sometimes, and you might think, oh, my gosh, I wouldn't do that. Well, believe it or not, there actually are times when that's beneficial. And that, to give you an example. Let's say you buy a house and you know that you're going to be selling that house and maybe moving because of a job transfer or something. Hey, if you're going to be selling anyway in 3 years and you can lock in a favorable rate, go ahead and do that. And the reason for that is, and here's a pitch for the small town community banks, the reason for the in-house loan in a scenario like what I just described, all of those fees that you just mentioned, that nightmare scenario with your daughter paying $15,000, when you do an in-house loan, cut those fees to maybe a third of that or even less than that. Those fees just aren't there.
Wow. That is fabulous. Okay. So that's great advice, and I hope that, class, if you get a chance to re-listen to this podcast and listen to what Kevin Robertson just mentioned, I think that will save you some money. Kevin, what do we do if we are in a situation where we're in borrower distress? What do we do?
Well, and it's unfortunate that it has touched so many lives in the country in the last 4 or 5 years, and it just has. I mean, most of the time it's been unavoidable. People lose jobs. We know that whole industries have disappeared, and we know that certain regions of the country have been severely affected by this economic crisis that we've been going through for the last over 4 years now. And so you find yourself in that situation. Well, again, here's another pitch for dealing with a community bank. Because even if you got a 30-year fixed rate mortgage through your community bank and they sold it to an investor and the community bank no longer owns that loan, at least you still have a face you can go talk to. Those people, they can't solve your problems for you there at the bank, but they can at least be an interface between you and the investor, and perhaps they can offer some help. So there's a pitch. Now, even if you did sell it to, even if you did go through Bank of America, for example, or Wells Fargo, you're going to have to get on the phone and find out who the investor is. Of course, there's going to have been some correspondence between you and the investor, especially if you're late. But you're going to be picking up a phone and talking on an 800 toll-free number to a stranger, you know, several states away. So, you know, we mentioned earlier in the case of your daughter's situation, she's on the buying side of a short sale. Well, that has become very common in the last few years because there have been so many distressed customers. And these banks would rather have a short sale than a foreclosure because a short sale, at least the bank knows what's going to happen. They know what's coming out of that transaction. For example, let's just pick an imaginary figure, and let's say I owe $150,000 on the mortgage. I've lost my job. There's been a divorce. I just can't pay it, and I know I'm going to lose it. But I get busy. I find a realtor, and I find someone that'll sell, someone that'll buy it for $125,000. So then I go to the bank and try to negotiate a short sale, which means that bank is going to have to be willing to accept the $125,000 sale that I can get for this property, knowing that there's still $25,000 left. You might say, why in the world would a bank ever do that? Because it's a known quantity. And if they've got 10 other houses in that same neighborhood that's in the same shape, at least they turn the house and they know where they're at, and they get out and they go on, they take their loss. With a foreclosure, it drags on, it drags on. There's legal expense, and you never know where you're going to be with it. So those short sales have become very popular with banks, especially banks that have a lot of distressed mortgages in their portfolio.
Kevin Robertson, Senior Vice President, First National Bank, Green Forest, Arkansas. We're talking about mortgages, and I'm going to ask him when we come back, what do we do if we can't pay the mortgage payment? Do we just not answer the phone? Do we not answer the mail? Or do we call our banker and discuss what the situation is? I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class fragments of foreign DNA and other substances from vaccinations are found in sick, disabled, and dying children. There's an article on the website, usapreparis.com, and how genetically modified corn is creating super worms. And more than 50 million Americans are short of food. Just a few of the articles that you'll find at usapreparis.com. It's up to the minute news if you'd like to take a look. usapreparis.com. Kevin Robertson's with us. He's the Senior Vice President, First National Bank in Green Forest, Arkansas. And if you'd like to contact him, 800-445-5745. 800-445-5745. Let me do that one more time. 800-445-5745. Kevin, I've seen people answer their cell phones, and their expression immediately changes, and they become embarrassed, and they're obviously taking calls from collection agencies, from their bank, demanding payment and demanding information about when their mortgage payments are going to be made. I've seen it. I've seen politicians take these calls. And you know, I've also seen people say, they'd look at their phone and they go, oh no, oh no. And they won't answer the phone. And day after day after day. What do we do? What do we do if we're in that situation?
Well, you don't do that. I'll tell you a couple of things you don't do before I tell you some things that you do.
Yeah.
You don't avoid it, because I'm going to tell you, as much as you would like to, and I understand the psychology of what goes on when a person finds himself in this situation. It's draining. It's exhausting. You've lost your job. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe you have an illness. I mean, all these bad things have happened that put you in a position that you're now having to face foreclosure. And probably it's not only the bank that's calling about a past due mortgage payment, probably the credit card company's calling. Maybe they're going to repossess your car. It all swarms at once. And I tell you, the natural tendency is to bury your head in the sand. But, you know, here's a point in life where you have to really just take a deep breath and grit your teeth and take responsibility. Don't rely on some of these government programs. I'll tell you why in a minute. But do not avoid the responsibility. Communication is key. The longer you let it go, the more you avoid it, I assure you it only gets worse. if you will take the responsibility and face up to what the problem is, in almost every case, people will be willing to work with you. There are ways to mitigate some of these things, but when you avoid it, it does not help. So, number one, don't clam up and bury your head in the sand. Get on the phone, contact these people, be proactive, see if you can negotiate a short sale, see if there's a buyer out there. In addition to short sale, there's another thing. It's very similar to a short sale. It's not nearly as common, but you can give what's called a deed in lieu of foreclosure. In other words, in a short sale, you have a potential buyer that wants to buy the property. In the deed in lieu of foreclosure scenario, you don't have a buyer. You've told the lender, I've exhausted all of my means. Would you consider just taking a deed to the property to prevent you having to foreclose? And the agreement then becomes that they will accept the property and wipe the slate clean. There's nothing left that they could come after you for a deficiency judgment. So, again, to negotiate something like that, though, takes communication. Because if you don't, you're going to end up in foreclosure. So, face up. You know, grit your teeth, make something happen. Number two, do not rely on these government programs. I'm telling you, it's true whether you're in foreclosure. It's true whether you're a farmer facing drought. If your only hope is for the government to bail you out, buddy, you're already sunk. That's sad to have to say it that way, but I believe it strongly. And let me give you some statistics to support that, Vince. Remember, beginning in 2009, the federal government came out with all these programs that were going to help all these people, and they were going to bail out these poor folks a mortgage.
Yep.
They were supposed to help 13.4 million homeowners. To date, they have helped 1.9 million. So that's not the answer.
Wow. Kevin Robertson, Senior Vice President, First National Bank in Green Forest, Arkansas, 800-445-5745. Kevin, thank you so much. We're going to have to do this again. We're going to have to finish with a lot more discussion about mortgage notes. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30 at the Lamplighter, Springfield, Missouri. We're going to be talking about saving energy. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up, Alex.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly. 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.